Come back here and talk to me for a minute.
Sure. Sure. Ticket. I asked him if Tony Parker can still be the main man for the team and still beat the Mavericks.
Yeah, but what we're doing here, we're running an organized press conference. If you have a question,
sure.
I'm going to ask you to ask it in a calm and professional manner. If you have a legitimate question, if you don't have a legitimate question, I'll ask you to leave. Okay.
All right. I thought that was a professional question.
Okay. Did you hear your tone and your volume is unnecessary? Okay. So stay with me.
All right.
So I'm gonna let you stay in here. If you pull that again, you'll be asked to leave and you won't come back.
All right. I appreciate it. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
John Bass and former big leaguer Mike Bassick break down the box score after every weeknight Rangers home game on Diamond Talk, our award-winning baseball postgame show, live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, the great game is back. Tickets are on sale now to see Schlotsky's Team Musers take on unsponsored Team Hardline. We'll see you at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco Thursday, May 14th. For more details, log on to theticket.com or call 972-334-1993 to get your seats.
You know, I might have campaigned hard after that little lecture. I might have campaigned hard for you to ask Tony Parker a question.
Well, the thought crossed my mind. It really did. It was very tempting, but I thought that I'd like to live to fight another day.
Look, I criticize you for bailing on Favre.
Go out with a bang.
I don't want to criticize you here. Bob might be right. Might have been funny, but you know what? You don't need to get kicked out. You did your job.
Oh, I wasn't worried about getting kicked out, but getting banned.
Like I said, I think the cliche is it's really easy to say that from your couch, but
yeah.
It wasn't easy at all. I'm in excruciating pain on my couch watching this whole thing.
All right, this is from Saturday. Many have seen this because I got literally a million emails about, did you see TNT's halftime show? We'll get to that in a minute.
Like, why are so many people watching the Hawks play the Heat anyway?
Let's go back to Popovich. This is the press conference. You'll hear it again here. 1920s reporter guy from Saturday, remember. They just got beat. They're now down 3-1. They're circling the drain. Playoffs. This isn't a regular season game, Gretzky. This is playoffs. And here is just footage of Greg Popovich and his press conference, which was very short. Nobody was asking any questions. You'll even hear a long pause, and that's when Tom decides he'll go ahead and do his thing.
That's what we need to do. You know, those guys have to have the ball as much as possible to score. And sure, we have to hope that other people step up and make shots, make plays. It didn't happen enough tonight, but it wasn't for lack of effort.
Anything else, Coach?
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know.
Next.
All right, let's pick up the...
All right, thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Let's pick up the audio from NBA TV. Now, we played you an NBA TV cut earlier.
It's pretty dialed in for a head coach to know about punked. I don't think Wade Phillips would have done that. I think Wade Phillips or Belichick would have known punked.
Is this Ashton Kutcher? So, NBA TV later in their highlight show had some thoughts on it. We played that earlier. This is courtesy of Bob, who got his DVR going right during the post-game press conference. So NBA TV has Eric Snow, who has very few things to say. It's an interesting choice for a TV analyst.
Sixers great.
And then they have a white guy who has a lot of things to say.
But no one knows who he is.
But we don't know who he is. This is their reaction immediately following the press conference live on NBA TV. And here we go.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Everybody, watch out.
Come on! That's the lamest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Which part?
The fact that they asked two questions to Greg Popovich off a loss.
They must be a little intimidated to me.
They're always intimidated, but make your money. Earn your money as a sports writer. Go in there.
You tell them, Rick.
And stare down the mouth of the beast and get in there with... That is... I got to compose myself. That's unbelievably bad. unbelievably bad. We got to go to break. Come on, right.
Intimidated.
Come on, man. Come on, you're better than that.
Yeah, I lost, and?
You're better than that. And he did get punked there at the end.
Yeah, and
that
I
part
lost.
Was kind of funny, but that was the lamest press conference I've ever seen.
All right, now that's funny. We need that drop, the come on, to go with the other guys. Come on, we got
NBA TV's commercials, by the way, when they go into all these, they got two. They got some chamois type car washing.
The ShamWow.
The ShamWow and then the Obama coins. Those are the two commercials that go back and forth in between Amazing Happens over and over.
Are those Obama coins, can you use them for anything or just you look at them?
I think you wait for them to accrue value. Which generally
it's not guaranteed.
Which generally happened with collector's coins. That are sold
not guaranteed,
on TV.
Though.
Rick Kamla?
Oh, so Eric Snow, I heard him say, you tell him, Rick.
Yeah. I have Rick Kamla as a...
And when did he play in the league?
Don't start that, or
we're in trouble. Yeah, we're out of a job. I thought it was interesting. Just play the first 5 seconds or whatever, because when he says, come on, I think he's so mad at Gribble.
I thought so, too.
All right.
I was hoping.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Come on. Everybody, watch out.
Come on! That's the lamest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Which part?
The fact that they asked two questions to Greg Popovich.
Off because that's why Snow asked him which part.
The last question was Tom. This guy opens the break screaming about it, but it's not about Tom. He's mad that the real media only had two questions, and that's a
surprising.
Valid point. That's a valid point. You would think...
I was surprised.
You might need some answers, San Antonio.
Yeah, Popovich was surprised, too.
Coach Matt Bonner, your thoughts? You keep playing him.
Right. Matt Bonner, 27 minutes. Go.
Talk us through that.
All right. Okay, now later, I guess they come back to it. NBA TV, quite tickled with Gribbs.
It's like, thank goodness we don't have to keep looking at 76ers highlights. We actually have something else tonight.
So they go back to it upon further thought, and I guess the guy that's Rick... He's trying to analyze 1924.
You know what? Let's go back to the Popovich presser, albeit brief, for that last question because it was tough to discern. Let's listen to this.
Anything else, Coach?
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or you know.
Your main butter and egg man, and can he butter the boys in Big D? I'm telling you, whoever said that, A is a poet, B has some intestinal fortitude, and C has a way with words, I think. That was kind of nice. Butter and egg man. Have you ever heard that reference before in your life?
No, I didn't understand, what he was supposed to say. What was Pop supposed to say on that?
Not a damn thing.
Am I being punked?
Yeah, just get up and walk out of the press conference at that
point. Okay, that was it.
So what I think what was going on there is that dude, whoever it was, who has a way with words, was mocking everybody else in the interview room, saying, if you're not going to ask Pop legitimate questions to get the juicy stuff out of Pop, I'm going to ask him a completely asinine question and ruin the press conference for in front of God and everybody here on worldwide television.
Is that what
Let's listen to it. One more time as we go to break.
They slow it down.
Oh.
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or what?
Man, they made it seem like Tom just off the top of his head.
Yes.
You know what,
yeah.
Tom? 7 seconds of silence here. I'm breaking out this question.
Tom fashioned a commentary based on what was going around him.
Yeah. Since you're not going to ask him anything, I'm going to ask him this.
Almost.
I like it.
I wrote that question midway through the third quarter.
Well done.
All right, TNT. TNT.
Oh, the king of bits.
The big stage.
The goofballs of basketball.
This is the big stage, though. You know, it's one thing when some guy named Rick...
Who has 5 hours to kill.
Needs to replay that twice.
Let's play that one more time!
The TNT Slowly. Boys, though. If Ernie Johnson...
Hit me to midnight, for crying out loud.
If Ernie Johnson wants to comment on Scoops, and they're so tickled that they're going to play it twice, well, then we've got to replay that, don't we?
And after the game, Greg Popovich only, you know, he took a couple of questions. That's all that were coming. And then some guy trying to sound like your old-time radio newsman or newspaper guy fired this one at him.
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know...
And this is for you, Kenny. We had this comparison before the game today after what had happened in game three, and this is what happened
in
game four.
No, but I will say this. It's not fair to do it before, and it's not...
Now they're showing some Tony Parker stuff.
Let me tell you something. I disagree. If you're going to show that thing before, you definitely need to show it after.
I just don't think it's
fair. Because I told you about that.
J.J. Barrera is not in the Tony Parker.
No question, but you showed it before the game. I told you the backup quarterback theory.
I didn't show it. I told him not to show it.
Okay, good.
Berea's team wins, by the way, 99-90. And one more time, trying to decipher the question to Greg Popovich.
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker.
Look at all the playing he's getting, man.
Can he your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something?
Your butter and egg man.
You want to... walk us through Butter and Egg Man?
Butter and Egg Man means you're like the money man. You're the main guy in an organization that backs it all.
Yeah, but I just kind of
put a little sports
and
twist
then,
to that.
What was he supposed to do to Dallas?
A croak, which killed.
Oh, okay.
Kill the boys from Big D.
Croak the boys from Big D.
And torpedo, main torpedo, Parisian torpedo means you're a Paris hitman.
Okay, well, I was just hoping Barkley was going to give us a belly laugh and then...
They went...
Oh, that gribble. I wish you would have done that.
Hey, they aired it twice. Yeah. NBA TV aired it twice right away, and then all night long they were airing it over and over again.
I don't think Chuck and Kenny knew what to say because they just went straight to highlights. I mean, as soon as you think they laughed and then, then all of a sudden Ernie said, hey, let's play that again.
Dude, playoffs, though.
Stones.
You've done this to LeBron twice, Kobe, Phil.
Three times with LeBron.
Twice he liked it, once he didn't.
Yeah, so much that he got a little tired of it.
He did.
Stones.
But playoffs, dude. Talk about playoffs? Tom!
Thank you.
Tom!
Man,
Tom!
That is a pow.
All right, 248 on the ticket.
Might even be a pow.
It's Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.